Tiffany?
Yes.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good also. Thank you for asking. Happy Friday.
Good. Yes.
So I got a chance. Right? I'm grateful it's almost over. Just a couple more hours and we're done. You know. I got to speak with Brian, and he mentioned that you're looking to get some advertisement going, similar to what he has.
Yes. So I am opening up my private practice, and I do have a logo that was designed for me. And so I have that. I am looking to build a website for my private practice.
Okay. What is your private practice?
It is providing psychiatric services.
Okay.
I'm a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, and I provide medication management and psychiatric evaluation.
Okay. Psychiatric services. Okay, and do you have a brick-and-mortar location?
So it's going to be all Zoom starting out. So I do have my home address currently listed as for my business because I don't have another address, but I do want to change that in the future because I don't want to list my home address for my business.
Especially not for psychiatric services. Maybe
absolutely.
Psychology, but not
right.
Psychiatric.
No, I've definitely dealt with the worst. So
right.
I definitely want to protect that, but right now it is my home address.
Okay, that's okay, because we can hide that. So you're mobile. You go to them?
Yeah. So all of it's all through Zoom. So they see me
Zoom.
Through telehealth.
That's right.
For
that's
the
what you
evaluation.
Said, telehealth. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
One second here. Okay. And do you have you have your licensing and credentials and all of that, right?
I have my credentials. I have my license. I have my EIN and my tax ID number for my new
Beautiful.
Business. Can you give me one second?
Take your time.
Sorry.
Take your time.
Okay. Sorry about that.
It's okay. No worries. And what is the name of your practice, hon?
It's called Healing Tree.
Healing Tree. Okay. And the address?
For the Healing Tree, the one that's my home
yeah,
address.
Just your home address. Yeah, I just need to fill out the profile information and then
sure.
Yeah, but again, I'll keep it all private. Nobody will have your information.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. It's 500 Harrison Lane with two R's, and that's Cincinnati, Ohio, 45244.
Okay. Got it. Okay. All right, and your last name?
Richmond, R-I-C-H-M-O-N-D.
And your email?
It is you want to, because I do have a Google account for my business, it would be Healing Tree Psychiatry at gmail.com.
Can you spell psychiatry for me?
Sure. It's psychiatry at gmail.com.
Got it.
And did you need any sauces or anything? All right.
Okay. Let's take a look here. We need all the sauces.
I know. I was trying to. I haven't eaten all day. I'm trying to do so many things at once. So thank
yeah,
you
yeah, yeah. Me. No, you go ahead and eat. I'm just looking up everything that I can find out here on the company and taking a look at stuff so I can see. Okay, so the package that your cousin has is he has what we call our platinum package, which I think is going to be a great place for you to start as well. So that's going to go ahead and do the Google. So have you sent off to Google to do Google verification yet?
No.
Okay.
This is like my first step.
Okay, cool. So we're going to do all that for you, which is why I wanted to ask and kind of see like where we're at with that so I know exactly what to tell you. So we can go ahead and do the Google verification so that when people are looking up your keywords and services, so they're looking up like remote, you know, psychiatric help or counseling or the things that you're providing specifically with those particular keywords, then they'll see that Healing Tree comes up as a top recommended option. Now, with this is going to cover you with the Google platform. It includes a full website. And with the website, we even have the ability to integrate like a scheduling bot for you if you want, so you can they can schedule straight off the site. A chat bot, so like if somebody wants to chat, it has like that preemptive response, and then you get the notification, hey, you know, like somebody's trying to connect with you straight from the site if you're taking anything like after hours, you know, type of situation, or it will give them that immediate response, you know, when you get, you've gone on websites and you've put in something in it, and it'll, you know, you ask a specific question and they'll say, oh, this person usually gets back to you within, you know, 24 business hours or 2 hours or whatever, you know? So we have the ability to integrate the site like that depending on how you want it. And then it includes all of the Facebook ads for social media marketing, which is going to really scoop up that book of business in it. I think in your industry especially, it really helps because it gives them that like added level of comfort somehow when they find it on social media, you know? And that's the package that he has. It includes like Yelp, Apple, Bing, mobile platform programming. So the package, and I can give it to you at the same price point he has it. So it's $2.99 a month. That's month to month. There's no contract. There is a one-time setup fee. That's $99 to cover all of the initial programming. So it's $3.98 to get going and then $2.99 each month after that.
Okay.
And is there
any way I could get a breakdown of like what all that does include, like all those things that you just said, just so I know like all the things that it does provide?
Yeah, absolutely. I send everything over in writing for sure. So yeah, that's why I was asking for the email address and everything so I could go ahead and send it all over to you. Now with that, what happens is a cool thing about it is that you get a complete tracking and reporting system with the entire package as well. So it's not that we expect you to take our word for it. It's very interactive, meaning you get the client dashboard where you can log on and track the results. You can see exactly like what keywords you're listed for, the location of the searches that have been performed, how many phone calls you're receiving. If you want to go into the back end of the site and make any updates or changes yourself, you have the ability to. So it also helps with like review generation for reputation management to gain and gather the 5-star reviews. There's just so many features that are included with the client dashboard that allow it for you to truly interact with it, but also to get the results. So it takes all of the Google analytics and it combines it with the Facebook analytics along with all of the other platforms, and you have it all under one roof to track it.
That's amazing. Now, let me ask you this, because I do have to pay for, and I'm going to be getting an electronic health record, and that's how I see patients through Zoom. It's all done through that. They do scheduling through that as well.
Okay.
Now, is this something that could be integrated into that system possibly with scheduling?
I don't see why not. I can't promise that, but I don't see why not. I can ask. Let me go ahead and see here. Hold on.
It's called Tibra.
Okay. Give me just one second.
It's called TEBRA.
Okay.
And that's the electronic medical records health system that I'm going to be using. And that is a place where they're able to, I just wanted to see if there's a way for all of my calendars to interact when scheduling appointments, whether it's through, like, you know, let's say one site compared to another site.
Virtual Zoom meet telehealth enter stores patient info and allows for her to access the patient info as well as the, you actually make the calls through that as well?
Yes, through the, well, they call, so I work for a private practice right now,
mm-hmm.
and they get phone calls through their office to schedule appointments.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm working with a company called Alma, who is getting me credentialed with all of the insurance companies. They said it should take
mm-hmm.
up to 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not practicing right now. But I
okay.
think that they also are able to make appointments through Alma.
Okay, yeah. I'm. So what is that other system called?
It's called Alma.
No, the other one. The other one, the first one.
Tebra.
Tebra, okay.
Uh-huh.
Tebra. And that's through Tebra, they schedule and you do the telehealth appointment via Zoom through that, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
cool. I'm
yeah.
just trying to get the right information to them to make sure that we can do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The question is, are we able to integrate this into the site we built her? Okay, yeah. So I'll have to wait a few minutes for them to respond to that and see if I can get a response on that. They might be at lunch for the next 15 minutes because the operations side usually finishes up their lunch a little bit later than the sales floor. So,
that's fine.
Okay. All right. Do you have any other questions?
How long does it usually take to build a website?
The website's usually up and running in about 5 to 7 days. The Google verification takes 7 to 21 days. Facebook ads are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. Our terms and conditions state a max of 45 to 60 days for everything to come to full fruition. So it's not done overnight, and it doesn't always or even usually take the full 45 days, but it does take a little bit of time to get everything completely up and running and for it to not just be up and running, but for it to actually be getting traction and generating calls.
Yeah, no, I'm good with that because I have 41 days left of the time that it may take to get credentialed with the major insurance companies anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need my logo? So I do have a logo.
Yeah, we'll definitely take your logo. Absolutely. Now, if we're not able to integrate that into the system, is that going to be like a deal breaker for you or?
No.
Okay. All right. I'm going ahead and notating this. I'm just waiting on them to get that back to me. Okay. So are you ready to move forward now, or do you need to review all the information? What
yeah.
are you looking? Okay, cool. So let me me go ahead. I've got that and that and that. I've gotten all that information. Let me grab this. Okay, hold on. Did they? Okay. Okay. Somebody else. I get my managers out, so I'm also like managing the floor on top of trying to get my regular stuff taken care of.
Jack of all trades.
You know, that's the one that you got.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So what is your official title?
So my official title is psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner.
Yay.
Long word.
Yeah, but that's good.
and then it's a dash and then DC, which stands for board certified.
Nurse practitioner. And give me the last part again. I'm sorry.
Board certified.
Uh-huh. So and what's the initials?
The initials. Yeah, the initials, if you did the initials, which usually that's good, is PMHNP/BC or dash BC.
Dash BC. Got you. Okay, and then what type of folks are you targeting? Are you looking to have contact you? What are they going to go to Google and look up?
Mental health treatment, medication management,
okay.
Psychiatric services.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the
main
things. Ones.
Okay, and are you
yeah.
looking for anything specific? Like, I don't want to sound crass, but are you looking for, like, you know, bipolar or schizophrenic, or are you looking for those specific keywords as well, or just broad search terms?
So, yes, I can give you a list of everything that's predominant that I see, but I treat all mental health disorders.
Okay.
So, depression.
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety,
mm-hmm.
post-traumatic stress disorder,
mm-hmm.
bipolar disorder,
mm-hmm.
schizophrenia.
Oh, how do you spell that one?
S-C-H-I-Z-O-P-H-R-E-N-I-A.
Jeez, girl. You got that one down, don't you?
I've always been a really good speller.
That's good. You spelled it for me, and I'm still depending on spell check. And the reason why is because I got most of it, you know what I mean? But then I missed, like, one.
Yeah.
But if you had to spell it out, no, I got it. But if you hadn't spelled at least half of it for me, because there's way more letters than I thought there was, okay? You know,
yeah,
like, Google won't even pick it up if you're not, like, close enough, you know?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
What's after schizophrenia?
Oppositional defiant disorder.
Mm-hmm. My son has that.
Disruptive mood dysregulation disorder.
Wow. Hold on. Disruptive.
Yep. D-I-S.
Oh, I got that one. What's the
okay.
next word?
Mood.
Disruptive
mood.
Uh-huh.
Mood.
Yeah.
Dysregulation.
That was what it
disorder.
Was.
Disorder.
Dysregulation.
That's what comes after ODD. Usually.
Is it? Okay. My son
yes.
has the combo. He has the ODD and the ADHD.
Okay. Yeah. I specialize in children and adolescents. When I was at Beckett Springs Hospital, that was mainly the population that
mm-hmm.
I work with, and I do very well with kids. But I transferred to Leaside, which is my current employer, because I wanted to work with all ages. So I do specialize in children and adolescents, but I see all ages.
Wow. That's pretty awesome. I didn't realize that PTSD was an actual mental health, like, disorder.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I thought it was more
just,
you know, well, I just got diagnosed with that myself. Apparently, I've had a really traumatic childhood. So shouldn't laugh, but, you know.
The thing is that a lot of people, they're like, no, I don't have trauma. I don't have PTSD, but they relate that to, like, mm-hmm. either being physically abused or emotionally abused or neglected. Mm-hmm. But everybody's trauma is different. A trauma can look like a loss of a dog. It can look like being in a car accident. It can look like a cancer diagnosis. So everybody's trauma is different.
Right.
But there's signs that trauma is there, and you go with the DSM-5. That's the diagnostic manual for, you know, criteria for meeting those things. But it's a very, very common thing that I see, extremely common.
Well, it, like, and I had all of those things you listed, all of them growing up, and, like, and I'm also, like, I'm in, full disclosure, like, I'm in AA and, you know, all the stuff, but it's funny because I'm in therapy, and they're, like, I'm talking to my therapist, and I'm telling him the stuff, and he's, like, and I'm, like, yeah, but I already did that, like, I did my step work, and I'm in Al-Anon, I'm in AA, like, I'm very devoted to making sure that I heal, you know, because I've had a lot of, I know that it's been a lot, but I feel like I already did the work on that. Like, okay, that's done. But so now when it's presenting in my life currently that I've worked so hard to build, it's like hard to accept because I'm like, are you sure? Like, and they're like, yeah, like this is a pattern for you, Amy. Like, this is a pattern for you. And it's based off of the results of these sorts of things that have happened that you've just literally described to me, you know? I'm like, but.
Can I give you a recommendation off topic?
Yeah.
That what I always tell everyone is that, you know, when you're struggling with something, it doesn't automatically mean that you need medication for those things.
Oh, yeah.
It's always good to try the least restrictive ways of treatment, and that's through therapy.
Yep.
If you do therapy and you learn all these coping skills and those trauma symptoms or whatever symptoms they are, if it was not improved by therapy, then it's negatively impacting your life, whether it's like how you feel about yourself, relationships with other people, your work. When it starts to interfere and negatively impact, like, many things in your life, then that's when maybe you want to consider medication management.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of people, you know, they'll go to therapy and they're like, I've already been there and done that. I've learned all the coping skills, but it's not getting better. And then that's when medicine can help.
Well, and I, because of my history, I won't go straight to that. You know what I mean? I'll go to therapy because of my history.
Yeah.
Just, it's for me, I know better because this isn't even my first time around in the program either. I have 8.5 years this time, but I've been in and out of AA for 20 years, you know? So to me, I know myself well enough at this point to know medication isn't always the right answer for me, that I have to first do the internal work. And then if I exhaust, like you said, exhaust all the things and then find that I still just can't cope and figure it out, you know, but what's crazy is I just got this news about the PTSD. Like, I just got it 2 weeks ago, and just like getting comfortable with even saying it or recognizing, because once he started explaining to me all the different things, then I was like, oh yeah, it totally makes sense. I mean, like, I just had a hard time wrapping my head around, like, oh, me too kind of situation, you know? Like, I don't know.
Well, exactly. I think a lot of times we know that certain things are there, but they don't necessarily know what that means unless you're knowledgeable about those mental health disorders and things like that. But yeah, PTSD is a very, very common thing. I would say that most of the patients I see have some sort of trauma in their life, and that's sad, you know.
It is sad. But, well, and I don't think any of us are getting out without it, you know, honestly.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I do have a question, and part of, you know, I've always been passionate about helping people with their mental health and substance use. Mm-hmm. And I have a brother that passed away from an overdose. And so when I had my logo made, they also did a Facebook cover page for me.
Oh,
and
good.
I don't know if that's something that you need, but it does have my brother's picture on it, and it's in the bottom right-hand corner. And okay. I'm going to put in my bio, his story, and things like that. But, yeah, I, you know, I'm passionate about what I do. But there was a couple other things that I thought about with diagnoses, and that would be, like, ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say behavioral disturbances in children
okay.
and adolescents. Suicidal thoughts.
Just hold on, disturbance.
Self-harm behavior.
With adults and children, suicidal thoughts. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I think that's probably
a good place to start.
The biggest, did I tell you anxiety?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Anxiety was right after depression.
Okay.
So we've got these, and then you can always, like, you're not suicidal. You're not married to them. Like, you're not only stuck with them. Like,
yeah.
You can change them anytime you want. Now, I'm looking here, and so the Facebook page you're talking about, is it like a personal page or is it a business page?
I haven't started it yet.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, it isn't anything that's done. They just made a cover page for me if I did decide to do Facebook.
Okay, well, Facebook ads are already included with this. And
okay.
during client onboarding, what they do is if you don't have a Facebook page yet, we build it for you with, like, however you want it, of course, with your logo and the things like that. And you have full access over it because it's actually a derivative of your personal page. So the way Facebook requires is that you have at least a personal page, and then all business profiles are built as a derivative. So they don't interact and intertwine. It's not like here's Tiffany and then here's, you know, this or that. It's kept completely separate. But what it does do is it just keeps for accountability because Facebook ran up against a lot of, you know, nasty stuff that was happening back during COVID. So they have done it this way for accountability. And now, with that being said, like you have, when we set it up for you, you're the owner of everything. We're simply managers. Okay.
Awesome.
No.
Can I add two more things?
Yeah, of course.
To my diagnoses, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
These are big ones.
Sure.
Obsessive compulsive disorder.
Okay.
And psychosis.
Now, is psychosis separate than when it's drug-induced psychosis? Do you do both?
So I always rule out if it's a substance-induced psychosis. Substance-induced psychosis.
Mm-hmm.
So some people, they're not meeting criteria for, like, bipolar or schizophrenia, but they may have, like, a major depressive disorder with
mm-hmm.
psychotic features. Or mm-hmm. someone just presents with psychosis, and
mm-hmm.
it may be their first break, you know, with schizophrenia or something like that, but it just kind of takes
okay.
further evaluation.
Okay. So it doesn't matter. Like, you don't want to do psychosis
right.
or drug-induced psychosis or anything. You just want it just psychosis?
Yep.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Let me answer this call really quickly. Okay. I am on another call. Please proceed without me. Okay, perfect. Please give him my regard. Pronounced. My Zeke. Okay, there we go. I have a gentleman who has a very interesting name who's going to do an onboarding call right now. So I like it when they say the name correctly, and it's NYZZIQ. So you're kind of looking at it like, well, how's that go? You know, it gets a little intimidating sometimes. Now, we also include a call tracking system with everything here. That is like basically it's going to be a phone number that's a call tracking phone number for you. It's included with the package. So you don't have to have your own personal phone number showing, okay? It gives a phone number that's similar to your phone number, and it gives a professional business greeting. So thank you for calling Healing Tree Psychiatric Services. For current clients, press 1. For new clients, press 2. Or patients. Yours is patients, not clients. I apologize. Or, you know, however you want it to go. And the advantages here is it eliminates spam and robocalls, meaning if it's like coming from outside the U.S., if it's a press 1 dialer, bless you, things like that. And it's also going to do call recording for each individual call. So, for example, if you're on call with somebody for whatever reason, you need to go back and listen to that call recording, or if you have somebody answering the front desk over a period of time, or you forwarded the calls and you just need to go back and check what a call said, you have it all through your call tracking system.
Okay. Now, I have to have my own business line? Like,
no, we can attach this number. That's what I'm telling you. This number, we put this number out on the internet and basically hide your personal number.
Okay.
So you don't have to have your personal information out there. We're protecting your information, and it's already included with the package, the call tracking system is. So especially for what you're offering, I would highly suggest it personally.
Absolutely.
Okay. And is it just Healing Tree, or is it Healing Tree Psychiatric Services?
So it's called Healing Tree, but the professional psychiatric services are not like included in the business name, but I have it underneath.
Okay, cool. No, that's perfectly fine. Okay.
Yep.
Let's see here. Okay. Okay. This is going to cover you for approximately about a 50-mile radius where the company is at right now, as far as like physical radius and targeting. Okay.
Okay.
Now, over time, we can increase it and stretch it out and manipulate it to, like, if there's specific areas that you want to target. Like, I would like to run ads specifically in, you know, Akron, let's just say. I know it might not be close to you, but I just picked the city that I know is in your area. So, you know, like if I want to target ads in Akron in these 3 zip codes or whatever, I'm just using that as an example. So you're able to manipulate it that way as well once we get everything up and running, okay?
Okay.
What are your hours of operation?
9 to 3.
9 to 3, Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
Through Friday. And do you offer any emergency services?
Depends on the severity of it, I guess. So, I don't know how to say that. Because with psychic, it's always going to be an emergency.
Okay, well, yeah. Usually, I shouldn't laugh. I'm sorry, but it usually is. Yes, the psychiatric
population. No.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Got that. And then let's see here, Tiffany. I'm gonna schedule your client onboarding call, and our calendar is pretty full for today. So, what time on Monday would you like your onboarding call? The call itself takes about 20-30 minutes, but we do block off an entire hour in case the tech is finishing up with the client directly in front of you.
Okay. So let me look at my schedule on Monday.
And the first appointment starts between 10 and 11 a.m. and the last is between 6 and 7 p.m.
Okay. Oh, So that's September 2nd?
No, honey, it's the 26th.
The 26th, let's see. Okay. So, I am finished at 3:20 that day, so I could be available at 3:30.
Okay, so the soonest appointment then is going to be between 4 and 5. So I'm going to go ahead and set that. What's that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So you're going to see the email come through, Tiffany. It's going to say your first and last name, and then it's going to have the business or your phone number now, and then it's going to serve as a placeholder. So it's going to say Local Splash CI for client interview, EN for English, and then it's going to have your first and last name. And you'll get a text message and a email reminder 1 hour before the appointment that the client onboarding is coming. And with that, what happens is it's just going to like give that push notification. And if for any reason you need to extend that time, say you wound up taking on a client, you know, you're not going to be able to make that appointment time, just call or text back in so I can reschedule you as soon as possible. Okay.
Yeah. It should be fine. So it's
awesome.
Between 4 and 5 on mm-hmm. Monday.
Correct. Uh-huh.
And then what do we go over that day?
That's when they're going to have you send in the email. They're going to have you send in the logo. They're going to review all of the keywords. They're going to purchase the domain for the website. They're going to get access to the Facebook. It's where the magic happens is what I say. that's where everything's going to happen so we can get it all squared away.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Well, I really appreciate helping you today.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. So I need to just grab a little, let me see here. I'm getting this and that. And then, so for the cards you're putting on file, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And is the billing address the home office of 500 Harrison Lane?
Yeah.
Okay. And I am ready for the card number. Go ahead.
Okay. It is 4-4. Oh, gosh. Let me go get it. It can usually rattle it off by mine. That's not a good sign.
Yeah, if you're slowing down in the week, you're slowing down in the week, girl. You're coming to the end. You're already off for the day, and the mind is shutting down.
Okay. It is 4-4.
Uh huh.
3-2.
Mhm.
6-4.
Mhm.
8-1.
Mhm.
5-7-5-8.
Mhm.
6-8-0-7.
Expiration month and year?
12-28.
3-digit code on the back?
319.
Oh, your phone cut out on me. What is it?
319.
Okay. And then I need to set a security question for the account, Tiffany. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
My mother's maiden name.
Which is?
Johnson.
Okay. Now, we set that to protect your proprietary information. So I'm going to read a voice verification here in just a second that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash, and it goes over the fact that the pricing is all done month to month. There's no contract. So the reason I say that specifically is because Local Splash is never going to call you and ask you for any more money. So if you were to ever get a call, a sales call, a solicitation call where somebody's like giving you the impression that it's going to cost more to develop the website or do anything like that, it's very rare, but they do happen once in a while. That's why we make you aware of them. Those are scam calls. So you would ask for your security question, okay? And obviously they don't have it, so they're going to, hang up the phone pretty quick.
Good to know.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm going ahead and setting, I'm going to go ahead and process this. You're going to see the invoice come through here in just a second. And then we're going to read the voice verification. If you have any questions during the voice verification, feel free to stop me so that I can give you further explanation. Okay.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy for your order, please state the name of your business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Healing Tree.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Tiffany Richmond, CEO.
Tiffany, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is August 23rd, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $398 for the all-inclusive platinum package and setup fee. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 23rd day of every month. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, I am still waiting on the final answer on your question that I did reach out to the website team on. So if when I have that answer on Monday when I call you for onboarding, I will go ahead and review their in-depth answer because they're doing a little looking into it right now, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. So you have received the email notification that's going to have your initial invoice. It's 100% tax write-off on your end of year business taxes. And then it will have the terms and conditions in there. Once you get a second to review them, just go ahead and click the 2 boxes certifying you're the person who made the purchase and that you also will enable SMS text message from Local Splash, and then type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me at your convenience. Okay.
Okay.
So, oh my goodness. Hold on, I need a water. Holy cow, the air went down sideways there. Mm. Okay, thank you for your patience. I'm coughing in your ear. Okay. So as of right now, you will have received a text message and an email that's going to say items needed for Google verification. Now, your particular situation is unique. So, like, it'll ask for photographs of equipment and tools. Obviously, you don't have that. That's not in your wheelhouse. It's going to ask for a photograph of storefront. You don't need that. You're a home-based business, which is fine. So the technician will go ahead during client onboarding and tell you how to send over a copy of the license and the business registration and your tax EIN number, and that's how we're going to get you verified through Google, okay?
Okay.
I just don't want you to see some of those emails and be like, wait a minute, she didn't say anything about this, because certain things don't necessarily apply to you because it's not for your particular industry. Okay, they just build, they basically give like a blanket email that will encompass every platform, like of possible things that they might need in order for verification, okay?
Huh. Yeah.
All right, so Yeah, it's my pleasure. As of right now, I don't need anything else from you. I look forward to talking with you on Monday and getting everything squared away for you.
All right. Thank you so much, Amy.
You're so welcome. It was my pleasure, Tiffany. And you have the text with my direct phone number and extension line, right? Like I sent it to you before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Perfect. All right. I look forward to talking with you soon, and we'll get you all squared away, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Weekend.
You too, hon. Bye.
Bye.